Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Joining us now, he is on YouTube, our very, very good friend, Joe Bartel of RotoWire. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports and hosts on Sirius XM as well, if memory serves correct. Joe, how are we doing?
I do not hear Joe. Do you hear Joe?
Yeah, I think that's
there
that's
we
me
go.
Thing. I think we're good now. Yes,
I got him. Okay, good. We've made it. Joe is here to take questions if you have any. Otherwise, he and I will just chat, which is fine too. Nicolay Law Fan Talk, text line 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. You can also use Facebook and Twitter at The Fan Milwaukee or chat right there on the YouTube Dugout chat as well. Put your questions up there. And we can go from there. And it can be anything, right? Who should I start this week? Hey, I got this trade offer. Hey, I'm looking at a couple guys in the waiver wire. Who would you suggest? Like all that good stuff, all can be answered by the one and only Joe Bartel of RotoWire. All right, Joe, so let's start off first talking about the Green Bay Packers. Who benefits most from the Jaden Reed injury?
Yeah, I don't know if there's anyone in the long term more than Matthew Golden, who I would encourage fantasy managers to hold on to if possible. I don't see the Packers using Matthew Golden to that extent in the immediate future, only because they don't really have to. I think the best way to describe the scenario is kind of what the Chiefs did for rookie Rashee Rice 2 years ago and Xavier Worthy last year, where by the end of November, early December, it was very clear what the Chiefs wanted to do offensively with both those guys. But you didn't really have to tip off the NFL or opposing defenses as to how we're going to use that. So in my mind, I think Matthew Golden towards the end of the season is going to be our definition, the Packers' definition of an alpha receiver. This is not Devonta Adams or Jordy Nelson or Greg Jennings. I don't think anyone in this offense, the way Matt LaFleur wants to run things and Jordan Love targets people, is going to be a 10-target guy. I just don't know how that works, and certainly hurts things fantasy-wise. But the important catches, the schemed looks like Jaden Reed's touchdown in week one, for example, I think at some point that will be Matthew Golden's work. In the immediate future, if it's not Dontavian Wicks or Romeo Doubs, I don't know if there's anybody else that really benefits from it. And I think arguably both probably have a little bit more fantasy value with the idea that, let's just say Wicks gets maybe a target or two closer to the red zone, and Romeo Doubs maybe instead of just third down a red zone targets is more used as like we saw in week one, where it's a deep threat and then some short yardage throws too like that. So it's tough because I don't think week three Love's going to attempt much more than, let's just say, 30 passes if Vegas has any indication about how this game is going to go. And in that scenario, even with Tucker Kraft possibly not playing, I don't know how anyone outside of Romeo Doubs or Dontavian Wicks ends up benefiting from Jaden Reed's injury.
What about this week, this matchup against Cleveland? We've been talking about it for the last couple days here on The Fan. What do you do if you have Josh Jacobs, knowing how good this Browns defense is against the run, knowing that right now Zach Tom is questionable with that oblique injury? It looks like Banks should be good to go. He was listed as a full participant today in practice for the Packers. But at right tackle, that is up in the air.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you drafted Josh Jacobs, you probably have to play him, but this is going to be one of those lesser scoring games for your running back one or two. And I have some thought that maybe Jacobs is the one that gets a few more short yardage targets if Tucker Kraft again does not play. We'll have to see what ends up happening there with his status. But you're right. I mean, I think this is going to be more like a, let's just see if Jacobs gets 14 for 65, and if he scores a touchdown or if he gets a bit more work from a pass catching perspective, that's great. If I'm the Packers, I don't want to allow any time or opportunity where the Browns feel like this is close. And to do that, I think you're kind of just pressing down on their neck the entire time, either making explosive plays with Jordan Love or taking the ball out of the offense's chances or hands to be able to score points. And Flacco is going to give you a turnover too anyway, as is. So in my mind, I think it's played safe. You're not too aggressive. The last thing you want to do is give up multiple sacks to Myles Garrett where you're punting the ball away, or some fluky tipped pick that changes the ball possession. So I think Jacobs will get plenty of work. But yeah, I mean, the Browns' run defense is really good, and they play a lot of man defense, which I think Romeo Doubs in particular is going to be able to exploit again Sunday. So that's why I think Jacobs is probably more like a limited running back two sort of scenario. You can't bench him, but he's not going to have a whole massive stat line, I think.
On the other side of the ball for Cleveland, Fannin is a guy that I think was a hot waiver wire pickup going into week two last week. He has the ability to separate and quickly out there on that passing route. But as Micah Parsons said earlier, pretty much he's never sacked Joe Flacco, and the hunter is out and he must get Joe Flacco. I told Charlie, like, I'd call coach and be like, dude, I can't get off the toilet. Like, I can't even make it to the car to come in. I got a stomach virus, something. I can't make it, because that dude is smelling blood right now for Joe Flacco. I don't think I would touch any Cleveland offensive player.
Yeah, I think you're playing Harold Fannin in deeper leagues. You had mentioned him as a waiver wire target post week one. I think Juwan Johnson as well, too, for the Saints. And arguably far more confidence in Juwan Johnson to start him week to week than Harold Fannin. But the way that Kevin Stefanski plays those two tight ends, David Njoku being the other one, the scheme is going to allow Flacco for most times to get the ball out quickly. And Cedric Tillman scores a touchdown last week against the Ravens. It was kind of a fluky touchdown or a fluky bump in the air, and he goes and scores one there. So, like, I don't know. I mean, Flacco is going to probably throw the ball 40 times, and maybe Micah Parsons ends up getting him there for a sack. I think it's certainly possible that the interior of the defensive line also causes issues, too. I don't know if the stats of Jack Conklin yet. I think he was probably the closer of the two, Betonio being the other guard for the Browns. And if both are out, again, I don't know if Conklin is or is not. That's going to be a tough spot, I think, overall for that offense, generally allowed points to the Browns. Again, in my mind, this should be a pretty safe game for the Packers if they choose to do safe things. If there's going to be some fluky turnover, either from an interception or somebody peanut punches the ball out on Josh Jacobs and the field possession changed a little bit, you could see a scenario midway through the third quarter where it's Packers 17, Browns 10, and they're still trying to score. But even in that situation, you're right. I mean, I don't know how the Browns are scoring a lot of fantasy points to make any of those guys super relevant.
Betonio did not participate, listed as questionable. Conklin, limited participant, like he's been all week, listed as questionable as well for that Browns offensive line. Let's switch gears. Talk about a former Packer. Aaron Jones is hurt. I know, you're surprised. So he's going to be out several weeks for the Minnesota Vikings. What does this do for the status of Jordan Mason? How quickly does he rise up that running back board this week for fantasy?
You know, it would have probably been pretty high if not for the injury news for JJ McCarthy, and whether that was injury or just related to poor performance, I don't think we'll ever know. But I actually think it's far more related to the poor performance than it is the sprained ankle, which could keep him out a month potentially, depending on how much the Vikings are concerned about that. But yeah, Aaron Jones out on injury reserve, will miss the next four games at minimum. The lack of depth behind Aaron Jones, I think, is almost comical from a roster build perspective. Xavier Scott, who I was not aware who he was as a player prior to the Aaron Jones announcement. I did a bit more research about him. And of course, signing Cam Akers, likely a practice squad call up too. I think Jordan Mason's just going to get a ton of work, both as a pass catcher.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And as a runner, but with Carson Wentz as the quarterback for the foreseeable future, to what degree that really means, I don't know. And I think Christian Darrisaw, their stud left tackle, if he ends up playing this week or next week, that will also make things a little bit better too. But at least for this matchup, I don't know if it's entirely a guarantee that Jordan Mason's like a 100 total yard guy and a touchdown, even though by default there is nobody else in Minnesota that I'd rather roster. So you're probably playing Jordan Mason, I would imagine, in most scenarios where you drafted him, but he's not like an obvious running back two, even like you might assume that given the JJ McCarthy injury.
He is our guy, Joe Bartel, RotoWire Fantasy Sports. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. D Sparky Pfeiffer here. Charlie Usen over there producing the show today. If you have any fantasy football questions, you can hop aboard as well. Nicolay Law Fan Talk and text line 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Facebook and Twitter at The Fan Milwaukee. Joe, I didn't see myself talking about Dre May as a starting quarterback in fantasy football. I had no intention of ever drafting Drake May, and I did not. But apparently somebody did and are continuing to play Drake May every week. Your thoughts on how he's looked so far?
Yeah, I mean, that's not a fair a character assassination of Drake May, because from the rushing perspective, at least in fantasy, he's been okay. And I think in week one, you certainly were able to get by with him as a starting quarterback. I would imagine Drake May is going to be in that sort of quarterback tier that you're describing, those low end quarterback one, certainly as bye weeks roll around. There's a lot of volume right now in the Patriots passing attack, which I wasn't expecting. You'd think with Ramondre Stevenson, Antonio Gibson, and Travion Henderson, there's going to be far more carries, but there is a lot of the check down stuff. And then with Drake May as a rusher, there's enough interest in the fantasy value. Now, again, against the Steelers defense, they've quietly been not very good against the past, and I don't know if it's one that I'm necessarily scared where I have to play Drake May, but there probably are better options, like you mentioned, that are out there instead. Like Daniel Jones, for example, I think in a good spot against the Titans defense, I would probably rather play Drake May because I haven't quite trusted what I've seen from my own eyes right now over the first 2 weeks, which has been awesome offense from the Colts. But that's more of like quarterback 13, 14, 15 range where Drake May was already being drafted. And there's been a lot of people that have rose above that group. I think about Caleb Williams, for example, was in that same tier. And I think against the Cowboys this week, that should be just insane amount of offense on both sides of the ball. So Drake May is on that range, but I don't know if he's like going to be elevating much more past that to have some comfort in him.
There he is, our guy Joe Bartel. Let's switch gears here. Let's go over to the wide receiver thing and talk about some of that. Caleb Williams sucks. We all know that. there's no question about that. And I've got DJ Moore in a league. And Kay, she's got Loveland. We already got rid of him because that's been a complete failure through 2 weeks. Their average third down distance, I believe, is third down in like 10.7 right now this year. So that's not good either. Horrible. But with all that being said, there does appear to be a shining light for fantasy football players in Romo Odunze.
Yeah, Romo Odunze has been fantastic. And it goes back to, I wouldn't know if I'm going to strongly say his Caleb Williams sucks, but he has not played quite the level of.
No, it's okay. You could say that. Charlie, you're a Bears fan. What would you say?
I wouldn't say he sucks.
What would you say?
I'm 2-0 in my Dynasty League where I drafted Caleb and Rome. So
if you're on
YouTube,
you can see his head like bobbing. Like, that's right. Like a little diva on the corner or something. All right, go ahead, Joe.
I have some confidence that Ben Johnson's going to make that passing attack look far more efficient. And while Caleb Williams definitely has deficiencies, we saw it last year, I think certainly this year, he is not sucks. I don't want to go that degree from a quarterback perspective, but Adunze has been awesome. I love that Ben Johnson's getting more involved. The whole question this offseason was who plays the Amon-Ra St. Brown role for this new look version of Ben Johnson's offense at Chicago. And I think conventionally the way we describe that is Adunze right now, which is great because he's been an obvious fantasy start the past 2 weeks, and he certainly should be this week as well too. Your DJ Moore share should look a little bit better after this Cowboys game. The total for it, I think, is at 50 points. I wouldn't be shocked if one of these teams scores 50 in their own right, much less the combined two. If there is hopefully no weather involved, which it sounds like there might be just a little bit of drizzling or rain happening, I think Dak Prescott's thrown for a ton of yards. I think Caleb Williams thrown for a ton of yards. Adunze is an obvious start, and I think so is DJ Moore this week.
All right, let's continue on talking about a couple of the other wide receivers. And again, this is, you know, the start or sit 'em type stuff that you have every week trying to figure out who to play, who not to play. A guy that, again, another guy I wasn't a fan of, not because I didn't think he was any good, I just didn't think he was worth me drafting, was Ricky Pearsall, the wide receiver for the 49ers.
Yeah, and Brock Purdy, I guess, was a limited participant in practice today. I don't think he ends up playing this week. I don't think the Niners expect him to play as well, too. And I was hoping that Mac Jones was going to be featuring Ricky Pearsall a little bit more last week. In fact, against that Saints matchup, I was like, oh, this could be perfect. It should be a smash spot for Ricky Pearsall. Instead, Juwan Jennings ends up getting the beneficiary. He gets nearly 20 fantasy points. Juwan Jennings then, as it has been basically the entire season, has separate injuries, ankle and shoulder, and fails to practice all week. He was a DMP today. He is listed as questionable. Juwan Jennings is a tough receiver. He plays through a lot of stuff. I would be a little bit surprised if he is out there this week. And if that's the case, then Ricky Pearsall probably needs to be somewhere in the range of top 15 fantasy receiver. We saw from Mac Jones last year in Jacksonville that we know that type of quarterback. And again, let's just say sub backup, right? Like quarterback 30 through 40 in the NFL, you could have those kind of quality backups at least end up targeting one player. And if it's not George Kittle, of course, and into reserve, we don't think Juwan Jennings will be available. Then I think Ricky Pearsall is going to see an insane, at least relative to what we've seen the past couple weeks, an insane amount of volume, but should be making him again, I think, almost a guaranteed fantasy start if Juwan Jennings is unavailable.
All right, Joe Bartel, who's that one guy that maybe not a lot of people are talking about, but that sneaky guy that you wouldn't mind playing this week?
Yeah, I think it actually is Jacoby Myers, and I would imagine for a lot of folks he's already out there. But I watched that Monday night debacle against the Chargers, and the only positive takeaway I had from the Raiders' perspective was, man, Geno Smith targets Jacoby Myers a ton. And obviously now with Jaden Daniels ruled out, it's Marcus Mariota versus Geno Smith and the Raiders. Not a very fun game to watch, but if there's now volume in the passing attack that's more sustainable than last year, Jacoby Myers, who is already kind of like a wide receiver three in PPR leagues, I think becomes even more interesting to me rest of season. It might still be like 1,200 yards receiving and five touchdowns, and that becomes a little bit of a limited fantasy asset. But if you can go ahead and get Jacoby Myers because people understand, oh, the Raiders aren't very good, we don't really like Geno Smith, whatever, I think you're able to capitalize on a narrative that's just incorrect about how Jacoby Myers is featured within that offense. So he's probably one of my top trade candidates right now, alongside Juwan Johnson, a tight end for the Saints, who, again, was a waiver wire pickup 2 weeks ago. The volume that he's been getting in New Orleans is almost just guaranteed to be sustainable, at least for a tight end wasteland that really outside of Trey McBride, Brock Bowers, Tyler Warren, and Kraft, at least when he was healthy, had basically four guys that were difference makers and nobody else. So Juwan Johnson, Jacoby Myers, those are two guys I definitely want to trade for right now.
We do have a question in the Dugout YouTube chat. Charlie, what do you got?
So over in the Dugout, Jeff says, hey guys, I can only start one. Quentin Johnston, T. Higgins, or Cortland Sutton? Currently leaning Johnston.
Yeah, and rightfully so. We've had big touchdowns in back-to-back weeks. That Broncos defense scares me a little bit, and I don't think there's going to be a Patrick Surtain that's necessarily trailing or following Quentin Johnston, but I'm a little bit surprised the Chargers are only favored by 2.5 points despite looking as good as they have, and yep. I almost wonder if Vegas knows a little bit of something that we don't in terms of how the Broncos will play, or more importantly, how the Chargers will play. I would rather play T. Higgins, and I understand the concern with Jake Browning now as the quarterback for the Bengals here for the next 2 months, if not more. It's obviously not as good as Joe Burrow. Jake Browning can get the ball to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. The way that you were thinking about those guys means you won't get their peak anymore, but T. Higgins was basically a mid-third round, early third round selection because of the volume, touchdown upside. That's still present with Jake Browning as the quarterback, so I'd rather play him over Johnston.
There he is, Joe Bartel. Follow him on Twitter. If you got fantasy football questions between now and Sunday at kickoff, tweet him at him. He'll respond to you. Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. And he's a Packer fan, too. At JB Fantasy Sports, Joe Bartel, RotoWire Fantasy. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Friday at 4:20.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. See you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.